QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to WHM On Screen, everybody. I'm Andrew Jubin, alongside the whole gang, Stephen Sadak, Christopher Caravan, Eric Siska.
Eric, not at the audience.
Oh
Eric.
God, what a fucking just, weirdo.
If you're going to do
a
it.
Fucking weirdo.
Do they this can't, guy. That they can't hear you. I've shot them. They've deceased.
We're here to talk about John Wick Chapter 3. Parabellum.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Prepare for war.
What's a parabellum?
I literally just told you. Yeah. Prepare for war.
What is that?
In Latin, it means...
Oh, my God. Lord. Did you watch the fucking movie?
I did, but no one said... Ian McShane didn't walk in and said, hey, it means to prepare for war.
He does say parabellum.
They literally say that.
He's the one who says it.
He says that.
Towards the end, he's the one who's like... he says, if you want peace, prepare for war. And he says parabellum.
And also, I don't know if you guys know this, but actions... have consequences.
And they speak louder.
Consequences?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actions have consequences.
Oh, consequences.
Actions,
okay.
They have consequences.
This is why people say actions talk louder than words.
Yes.
It's because they got consequences, which is like the period on an action.
Sure.
Good job.
That made sense.
Yes.
So John Wick 3, directed by Chad Stahelski, who directed part 2. And sort of like half directed part 1, I think, is the idea.
And did the
and then the good
other
director
guy,
left?
The other guy went to Atomic Blonde, am I correct? Or was that Stahelski too?
That might have been the other guy.
I think that's the other guy.
Yeah.
Because that movie was not very good.
I didn't see that one.
Didn't see it.
Bad.
Really?
Bad stuff.
It's good stylistically. The fighting is good. But the story is kind of just not there in Atomic Blonde. It's kind of incomprehensible trash.
God.
Sort of like John Wick 2 and 3.
But. It's way more convoluted in Atomic Blonde. Like, there's way more of it.
So I guess let's go. Where does everybody stand on the John Wick franchise as a whole at this point?
I am fucking whole hog, dude. I'm on board with John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
To me, and this is just me,
They're
just fucking... video game adaptations of video games that don't exist.
Sure.
They're fucking fun as hell, and I'm really, really not asking it for anything else. I'm not.
I love the first one. I think the first one was an amazing action movie through and through. An action movie masterpiece, I would even call it.
Wow.
I would agree.
John Wick 2 is where it gets into that. It's a lot of fun. Whoa, is that a lot of fun?
Yeah.
The third one is... similarly a lot of fun, and then I just kind of stopped liking it, and I thought it was too long, and like it's totally a good movie.
Yeah.
I liked or good for what it is, and I'm gonna see the fourth one, but I was just like, oh, this is just going on for too long.
The first John Wick has a real is perfect, but it has the Michael Mann problem, where like almost everything is perfect, but like where Michael Mann uses Audio Slave for these really serious scenes, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Uh-huh.
They use a Marilyn Manson song over and over again in that movie, and it takes me completely out of it.
Well, the dude who's doing the music for these movies used to play guitar for Marilyn
Manson. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense why it happened, but it's another one of those things where I'm like, what? Why is this here? But, like, other than that, and, like, the second one, I think, is good after... 25 minutes. Okay. Once you get Peter Stormare out of there, that whole scene drives me fucking nuts.
Once he's done fucking kvetching about the car.
Why do I care about the brother of the villain who's dead? Why? Why would I care about that? Explain to me.
Because it worked in Die Hard 3.
If also he's there the whole time, he's there for 5 minutes.
He takes a shot with Keanu Reeves, like, well, thank you very much. Goodbye. Right. Goodbye, franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah, now people think I'm so down on John Wick, but I love that first movie because you actually have some kind of a hero's journey, some type of arc, some type of fucking thing going on.
Yep.
And I just feel like the second movie doubles down on the mythology shit, which is just like, I was fine with it in one because it was contained to a location. Mm. It's a location and not the entire fucking planet. And now in number two, it really nothing matters. And then number three as well, because it's fun. There's good action. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of three, you're no different spot than you were at the end of two.
Yes.
Because you're just going against the crime Illuminati. And it's just like, don't cross the crime Illuminati. It's like, yeah, I think I will.
And then I'll continue to do so.
Yeah. And then the next movie, at the end of it, don't cross the crime Illuminati. Yeah, I think I'm gonna. So it's just like, what are we doing? I know it's beautifully choreographed and the fighting is fun, but
I think you're simplifying the story like just a little bit, especially because at the end of it, it's not like, don't cross them, I'm going to. It's like him and Larry Fishburne are going to try to fucking take these people down. Which is different than what the second movie is and what the third movie is.
But it does feel, I kind of agree though, like where it's sort of, where like the first movie ends and it's like, now that's the end of the John Wick. And obviously it's because there wasn't supposed to be a sequel. And this, these two are built with sequels in mind. It's your Back to the Future 2 and 3 situation. But like, it's that thing. And also like we are doing that thing where like, it's all like within days of each other kind of a thing, or hours.
Just 2 and 3.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But I mean like, I don't know. For me, it's like, I wanted this movie to end somehow and it really kind of doesn't. You know, and that kind of bugged me. I thought the last 40 minutes were a total slog, I'll be honest.
Really?
I think the first 45 minutes is one of the best action movies I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And the last 40, in the middle, whatever there, you know, in the middle of the whatever, is fine. The last 40 is a total slog. I liked Mark Dacascos in this movie, but that, like, protracted scene with him and the other two guys, I'm like, can we just fucking kill one of these guys or what?
See, I just want fights. Like, this is why I'm a raid one and two defender.
Yes.
Just fight. Yeah. That's all I fucking
want.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of allow, like, the problem with the elder thing, which I think is the biggest issue.
That dude stinks.
Is because it's not an elder. Like, you got to get, like, somebody old in there. Like, like Morgan Freeman, somebody.
Now, this is the
guy. John Wick.
Or Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck,
I heard Angelica Houston was going to be in a movie, and I showed up.
Got to keep him balanced.
And the elder is the guy that makes him cut off his finger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, shockingly enough, I was fine with it.
Really,
it's just a weird, like, hey, Homer, find your soulmate. Yeah. Like, wandering in the desert.
And
like,
on
that's
your
the
last
thing.
Breath, the guy will come and swoop you up.
Sure.
Bobbity, 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 bobbity.
See, the way I look at these three movies is it's actually very similar feeling, let me explain, to those Oceans movies.
Sure.
Because, like, one and three are in New York, and then the second movie is, like, a globe-trotting thing for John Wick.
Only the first one's good.
Oceans 1 and 3 or Vegas. See how I just ignored you? And then 2, like, they're jaunting to Europe. Like, 2's whole, like, I'm off for so long in Europe. Like, I love contained to New York City action movies.
Sure.
And there's so much of this again in 3. Like, that's why for me, I honestly think it's like a 1-3-2 situation.
I agree with you.
Like, keep it on the streets of Manhattan. I love so much that it's like a video game also, that there's the scene where he's fucking bounding down the Manhattan Bridge. And before he gets to Brooklyn, he literally, it's where he's on the motor, he's fighting on the motorcycles. He literally turns around. It's like, you haven't accessed that part of the map yet. And he fucking drives back to Manhattan, dude. I was like, this, I'm living a video game right now.
He picks up a mushroom and he grows bigger. It's really something.
It would
That's
make
what
sense.
He needs psychotropic drugs in the next
because
one.
He has so many fucking coins. It would make sense if he was a Mario brother.
So, yeah, I guess he's more of a Sonic the Hedgehog type character.
I like the coins. I love the stupid marker nonsense.
Do you like that there's no homeless people, that they're all just secret assassins?
Yeah, well,
that's what I've been thinking about the New York homeless for years.
That actually makes me feel so much better about myself. Like, I'm not gonna give that guy any money. He's a hitman.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's the problem. I give to the homeless folks. I give, and you should too.
There are so many.
He's got a T-shirt that says it.
There are so many hitmen. What are we doing?
Yeah,
who's getting
point,
killed,
dude? That is the point. It's the point of the world, man. Either you're on it or you're not.
I was on it, and then again, like the fucking high table nonsense, and then everybody's involved, and we're all the way out in Morocco. Like, is there a drug? Like, is it? So there's only one crime organization in the entire world.
Yeah,
like,
it's a crime Illuminati, dude.
And most hitmen are like, oh, I got high with my wife's brother-in-law, and then, like, she blew him, and now I want to kill him, so I'm going to get my fucking redneck friend to kill him. Is that guy getting coins, too?
Apparently, no, I don't think so.
Okay. And this is what's so stupid about this world that they're building, is, like, if all these families and all these hotels, all this shit is all controlled by this one high council, again... Who are they doing hits on? Because exactly. They're all controlled by the High Council.
I kind of agree.
I just don't understand it. Unless they're specifically giving me, like, they're killing politicians or something.
Yes.
Show me, do a fucking side mission. Show me something.
Maybe that's what that, isn't there a television series in the works?
Oh, the Continental. The Continental. It's based like, on the Continental.
So I think, like, maybe that will satiate your fucking bloodlust.
Checkout time
story.
Is under one season.
Oh, nice. Oh,
wow, dude.
I love stuff that I love. The beginning is just so great. I love the fight with him and Boban, that big fucking dude that he breaks his neck on a book. Yeah. Oh,
isn't that guy in the NBA?
He is. He's currently in the NBA.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, point. He does not break his neck. He fucking shoves a book and splits his jaw open, which is incredible.
And then just breaks his neck for fucking good measure, dude. That was a great fight. I really love in these movies, like, the public fighting that doesn't upset the public.
Yes.
Like in that second movie, him and Common are fighting on the subway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing. Those people just like gently get off.
Grand Central in this. No
the
one
Grand
gives
Central
a shit.
Fight. That's a fucking great moment where the kids walk by. Mark Dacascos has that great line where he's like, that's why you're different. I wouldn't have stopped.
Yeah.
Nice fucking line there. Mm-hmm. Nobody gave a shit that they're fighting in a library.
Of course not, because everyone's an assassin. The librarian, the little children in Grand Central, everyone's just like, "Yeah, hey, John Wick, I want to be you in a book."
That's what they should. They should get the Tremblay as a super assassin in the next one.
I'm so over that fucking kid, dude.
Which kid?
Jacob Tremblay.
Oh, God.
I'm so over it.
Who's that?
Jacob Tremblay.
What's
from
that?
Room.
Is it a Tremblay?
Tremblay.
I've been saying Tremblay.
I've been calling her Crandall.
Yeah, I have been. I'm done with that kid. That kid needs. You know what? Let that kid hit puberty in a mine somewhere, and then he wants to rebrand himself.
In a mine?
Get him underground for 6 years. He can rebrand himself, come back. Well, maybe he's going to be Leo DiCaprio.
The Lipnicki protocol.
Yes, exactly.
it's the Haley Joel Osment protocol.
Initiate Lipnicki protocol.
But what came back wasn't human.
But at least with Haley Joel Osment, he came back and he's like a funny, like comedic actor.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah. He goes away, comes back.
I'll tell you, I'm going through the Jordan Peele Twilight Zone and I just watched the Steven Yeun one with him and Greg Kinnear. It's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, next week on the Twilight Zone, Jacob Tremblay's running for president. And I was like, skip?
Was that Wild in the Streets or something?
It's pretty much, it's a kid running for president and John Cho's like, the campaign manager. And I was like, Jacob Tremblay, huh?
Oh, by the way, about John Wick, real quick. The fucking horse fighting. Big
horse
fan
fighting.
Of
horse fighting. Using a horse as a weapon.
Sure.
I like it.
So awesome.
Oh, Halle like Berry, we should talk about a little
Halle
bit.
Halle Berry, fucking awesome in this movie. Dude,
good Halle
kicking
Berry.
Some serious ass.
I thought she had tigers. I went in this movie she's going to have tigers in this movie. Don't worry. And they're just dogs. They were great dogs. I liked all the eating of dicks. They eat Bronn from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Dick.
Dude, that was a fucking hot dog eating contest with those two hounds.
Which is
man.
Great, but for some reason, I was just like, I walked in the movie, I was like, at least Halle Berry's got tigers in this movie.
A dog getting shot with a bulletproof vest, by the way.
Well, that was great because I was like really paranoid that we were just going for like
killing the dog.
And I was like, you fucking sons of bitches. This movie has lost me. And then she gets down and the dog's got the bulletproof vest. I was like, fuck yeah, dog.
But this should be that, you know, this is like the dog murdering franchise. So maybe they should have got rid of one of those dogs.
I think it's a thing where you get one dog murder in a franchise, and if you just keep, if you're the franchise that's just killing various animals,
especially with puppy, if you're killing a puppy, then you can't do it again.
It's fucking diminishing returns, to say the least.
I liked her a lot. I mean, obviously she's definitely gonna be in the fourth one, I would imagine.
This feels like a backdoor pilot for me for her.
Halle Berry Moroccan Nights, maybe.
Yeah. You mean like how she's supposed to have her own fucking Jinx movie after Die Another Day? Yeah.
Well, this movie's actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. Take two on your side project. Projects then.
This thing made money. Yeah.
Well, because she's fucking marked for death. The last time we see her in the movie, she drives off that fucking great chugging water and then spitting some of it back in the bottle to give to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Also, John Wick, let's take our fucking jacket off in the desert. You
know,
trying to get laid all the time because you're fucking Keanu Reeves. Also, you could literally wear exactly what I'm wearing and get laid, which would never happen.
Sci-fi film over here.
Is there a bulletproof lining behind that plaid shirt there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Man, just think about all the people that were like little babies, like born little baby, and learn how to eat food. And then John Wick just murders them when they grow ups.
They're all getting
That's life, man.
I'm just saying, why bother?
I thought it.
Why have children?
I thought about that more within The Line of Fire than in this one.
More millennials are not having children due to John Wick movies.
It's true, because your kid, the best work you're going to be able to get is to be a homeless hitman. And then you're just going to be murdered by John Wick or the fucking Illuminati crime guys.
More Mantzoukas I would have liked a little bit. You were just all right with it?
Here's the thing. Is he, and I love the Zooks. I think he's one of the funniest people I've ever seen do anything. But he's a very specific flavor.
Yeah.
And it's not a flavor I want in John Wick movies. And it was one of those things where, because I'm like, you're always playing the crazy guy. Yeah. Do something a little bit nuttier.
Yeah.
Oh, you kind of just escort him to Larry Fishburne and you kind of do like the TikTok thing. Like,
yeah.
But just have that be a faceless nobody.
He kept it restrained.
He did. Yeah. He did.
Which I'm saying I don't like that.
I say give him a spinoff.
We might. I mean, if these movies keep making money, you will have a John Wick extended universe.
It's Zooks and Barry, like Hobbs and Shaw. Or whatever.
Oh, God. What is going on? Why do they keep calling him Black Superman in that movie? What is even happening in Hobbs and Shaw?
I got to tell you, dude, I don't know, but they ran a trailer for it in front of John Wick 3. And when it ended, I was like, this may just be the craziest action movie in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
It looks untethered from reality.
You should have just got up and left before you saw John Wick 3. Well, that's coming out, so why even watch this?
Why even try? I mean, how batshit crazy does that movie look?
And why are they going, they're going back to The Rock's hometown and that's involved?
He's got to get back together with his high school sweetheart. Yeah. Well, of course, come on.
Oh, shit, that would be kind of cool.
It looks like. And that's one of those, like, here's the entire movie trailers. Yeah.
Very much here's the entire movie.
Entire film.
That was a little bit of a bummer. Like, I would have loved if they kept all the fucking Samoan shit under wraps. It would have been awesome.
Because that's a fucking surprise you want to see in a movie. I've gotten to the point when the Midsummer trailer came, and that was a lot more, because, like, the first trailer is very, like.
The Midsummer trailer?
Yeah,
the new Hereditary guys movie.
Ari
Aster.
Don't even know.
It's a new horror movie
coming
out. The first trailer is very like atmospheric, and I'm like, I'm in on that movie. And then this one's like, well, here's what the whole movie is. And I literally did like a fucking maniac in the theater. I'm going, no, not.
I didn't see that first trailer. That was the only one I saw, and I gotta tell you, I've seen The Wicker Man. Like, maybe it's just the trailer, but...
Oh, now I know what you're talking about. This is just, like, the remake of The Wicker Man.
It looks a lot like The Wicker Man, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I'm into that.
Nicolas Cage one. They're not putting it back out.
Thank God.
Re-release, dude. 13th anniversary.
I watched that Dan Stevens remake of The Wicker Man that they did, that Netflix did. The, what is that called?
Oh, it's like Apostle.
The Apostle.
That's another one?
Yeah, I saw that. And I love that movie.
I kind of really like Apostle.
Yes, that was great. I forgot all about that. My God, I've been hitting the pipe too much.
That entire movie?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's I'm into those kinds of movies, so I'm like, I'm waiting up Midsummer.
You know, the thing is at this point, I literally keep my headphones in throughout the trailer.
Jeez, you know, that's probably the move, Kevin.
It's getting there. It's
really getting there. I can't do it anymore.
Like, the one trailer is all you need is one trailer to get me into a fucking movie. I don't need four trailers. Like, the first trailer is going to be really interesting and atmospheric. The second one, we're going to get you a little more. The third one, here's the whole fucking movie.
And don't worry, kids watching. You'll age into this. Eventually, you'll start saying shit like this.
I would love it if we could just turn to a society that existed only on teasers.
Oh yeah, dude, just tease me.
Preferably teasers with no shots from the film.
Well,
just maybe like some audio from a previous movie and some music and a title card.
Well, especially with a franchise movie or a movie that. Like,
oh yeah.
But I appreciate that. I now know. Thanks to seeing John Wick 3, that before they aired a trailer for It Chapter 2, I now know that It was a hardworking immigrant.
Joined
the circus because he was out of luck.
Is that from the book? That was a weird detail.
But I'm just saying he's a hardworking immigrant.
I mean, you are pro Pennywise and always have been. I mean, the best trailer I think today is still the Fifth Element teaser where like you didn't know anything about, and it just said like the earth is dying, you have to find the things again, the Fifth Element, and that's fucking
I mean, sometimes you need to sell a movie, and I get that, but also like you can sell a movie without giving the whole darn thing away.
Totally. Baller character move this time around, Lance Reddick, the concierge. Dude, I love Lance Reddick. I've loved him on The Wire. I've loved him on Fringe.
He's great in The Guest, speaking of Dan Stevens. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
He's great in The Guest.
Dude, him fucking running around with that shotgun.
Yes.
Mwah, chef kiss dot gif.
Felt like, when's he going to do something?
Keep your eye on that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Marge, I got to look. The little guy's going to do something.
I liked him a lot. I didn't care for the adjudicator. They were good in the role, but it was just sort of like, what are they doing here? What are we?
See,
just sort of like waiting for somebody to shoot them.
Yes, do it.
You're building the world too much.
Yeah.
You're building the world too much.
This is Asia Kate Dillon.
Yes.
They're also on Billions, right? Billions the HBO show like Billions.
Yes, not Succession, but Billions.
Yeah, they're on Billions. I thought they, you know, for what the character is.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Sure.
You know, but they needed to be murdered at the end. Like, I thought Ian McShane was going to put a bullet right in their head.
It was the stuff shirt, like, you know, like the crusty Dean that's like, all right, everyone's having too much fun in this Continental Hotel.
Exactly.
Well, and then at the end, they get spaghetti on their head or get shot in the head if it's a John Wick movie.
That's where I'm with Eric, is like, they're just there to explain what's happening.
And
I already know that. Yeah. I get it. They're just going to kill them.
Reminded me a little bit of Sith Inquisitors for all the kids out there who watched Rebels like I did.
That's a Star Wars thing?
Are they doing the John Wick gun too?
They're doing the John Wick lightsaber.
A John Wick gun's like this, but a Star Wars gun's like this because it's more of the stuff.
Kickback, dude. Yeah. Fucking blaster
kickback. So Steve, explain again because I didn't have the camera.
I'm sorry. All right. So then the John Wick gun is like this, like you shoot
pew,
two guns.
Pew, pew,
right,
pew, pew,
right.
Pew, pew. Yeah.
But a Star Wars gun, you're kind of going like
boom.
Right.
Yeah, like that.
But you're not doing it right because Wick always has the...
You're not doing it right.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's fucking gun fu, dude. Equilibrium.
It's like, I also love that it's like, I have to get really close to you to shoot you in the neck. Like, I really want to, shoot you in the neck. And I have
just so
pinpoint
I don't fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, because of the helmets.
Yeah, that's
They're
true.
They're all bulletproof. That was an awesome thing. Like, oh, fuck. All of these guys are bulletproof. Not if I get the gun barrel under your motorcycle helmet.
That was sort of like that sequence into the two Mark DeCascos fight and his apprentice fight. Was where I was kind of tapping my foot. Because the movie's too long. The movie's just, almost 2.5 hours
too long.
Of John Wick.
That's a real problem.
The first one's $1.45. Amazing.
Perfect.
You know, like, I was fucking severely bumming because I saw this last night. So we're recording on a Wednesday night. I saw it on a Tuesday night. And it was like, we want to do the on-screen. I'll go out to the theater. Caught a 9:30 show. I was out of the theater at fucking midnight. And I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing, everybody?
What are
this
we doing?
Is Eric is doing what he was doing in the theater.
John Wick.
My favorite, maybe we'll end with favorite fights.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
My favorite fight scene, all of that shit in the narrow hallway with the knives.
Oh, my God.
The Hall of Knives.
The Knife Museum?
My fucking God,
I love
dude.
The Knife Museum.
Holy shit. He's just hucking knives at heads. And, dude, the cherry on top. Hucking that axe down the hallway at that dude's head.
Oh, bravo.
I also liked in that sequence where he rebuilds like the old West gun. And yes. You hear it go off.
Totally. That's one of the Eastwood spaghetti westerns. Ooh. Eli Wallach's character does something similar.
Very cool.
That was the part that my audience that I was with was really into. Like, that's where you had the most like gasps and guffaws.
It's also Ice-T's favorite part of the movie.
Right.
I had like my audience. I saw it like on a weekday afternoon. Not many people in the audience. But one guy, dude, after every fucking, every battle, every fucking person dying, oh, yeah, yeah. Woo! He was just, like, getting way too into the movie.
You gotta be, if you're the only one doing that, you gotta stop doing that. He was the only one doing it. Read the room, as in with all of life, read the room.
It's already been said, but I love the horse fight, the horse stuff.
Oh yeah, slapping that horse's ass, kicking people
The motorcycle chase.
It reminded you
with
zoo.
The horse. Yes, that's why it was specifically because it reminded me of
the zoo. But, the documentary.
I should say, one big thing I think this movie does incredibly well is digital blood.
Yes.
He figured out you don't go close. Like, make it darker, go a little away. Therefore, it looks a little more real. And, it really works, especially in, the shotgun stuff. I was like, okay, that you're doing a lot there.
You're totally right, Kevin. That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
I'm a vote for horse stuff, too. I loved the fucking horse just kicking people in the head.
I'm an NBA guy. Boban speaking, doing his best to talk about Dante for 3 seconds.
Well, Mr. Wick.
I love the old school version. You know what? Give me a cheap special effect, which that guy's really big. Like I'm a sucker for that guy's really big, and now he's going to fight him.
Yeah,
I'm a sucker for it.
You guys were mentioning quality of audience. I gotta tell you, so I'm sitting. I saw it up at the 84th Street AMC. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the Upper West Side. I see in the lobby this group of teenagers dressed up, wearing fucking, the dudes were in suits, the girls were in dresses.
Wait, what?
Clearly, were they going to a John Wick party afterwards?
I think they were coming from an Upper West Side private school prom. Okay.
It's a John Wick bar mitzvah.
It's a John Wick bar mitzvah.
Oh man, John Wick bris.
And I remember thinking to myself, oh man, I hope they're not in my theater. Mm-hmm. They were literally sitting next to me and around me, and it was a thing where this is one of the theaters, it's assigned seats. And these sons of bitches were doing the maybe someone won't show up.
Oh,
and they were sitting in seats, and it was everybody kept coming in you're in my seat, and all these kids were moving around. It was really fucking bothering me, right? So then the movie starts, they all quiet down, and I'm like, oh, we're behaving. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic news. Okay. We're watching the movie, and I gotta tell you, I'm all for people loving movies, getting into it.
Oh. Sure.
God bless these kids, man. They were just fucking nerds. Every fucking cool kill, these dudes next to me were high-fiving the whole time. Oh, bless them. These nerds.
We're saying they're nerds, but for all I know, that's the coolest thing kids do today.
High five?
Yeah, well, I don't know what pop culture is anymore.
I don't think high-fiving in a movie theater on date is ever going to get you laid.
That's my guess. But I will tell you, speaking of getting laid in the movies, not getting laid directly, but I was incredibly uncomfortable. These kids were fucking surrounding me, right? Because I pick an aisle seat.
Sure.
Right? So I'm on the aisle. I'm in the back row.
Can I just say I hate the assigned seating now? Every theater's doing it.
I hate it.
What are you talking about?
Anonymity. I don't want to have to think about it.
I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to have to get out a fucking map of Westeros and be like, well, okay, now the screen is there and I have to imagine the theater in my head.
It's good unless you get a bad crowd.
It's good when opening night and shit for sure.
Like Alamo or whatever. Yeah, I'm kind of 50-50. Unless you have a bad crowd. When you have a bad crowd, it's fuck, I'm with this guy.
Right.
And I'm just with this guy.
So sorry, please go on. You were surrounded by teens. I was surrounded by hormones.
Surrounded by teens, dude. I could fucking smell the hormones.
Oh, Lord.
Two of them were making out in front of me, and I was so uncomfortable.
And you were videotaping it.
No, I was like, just watch the high octane action. And these two, it was a boy and a girl, and they're just making out. And I was like, how can you be making out when such cool action is happening? It eventually subsided, but
could I watch a movie with such cool action?
Dude, I was so grossly uncomfortable. I can't even tell you.
Andrew's that's ridiculous. That is insane. I don't. Oh my god, that's so stupid.
You should have just told the boy about the scene from Diner. He'd be very, very into the idea. Dude.
Well, because the terror is like, okay, you're making out during the previews and into the movie still, like whatever. Sure, but yeah. I was like, is she gonna give this guy a hand job?
Yeah,
like how far is this gonna go?
What base are we talking about?
Exactly.
Here?
And it was a sold out theater, man. It's Tuesdays at an AMC. It's cheap movie night.
You're
it was packed.
You're gonna get some wet shrapnel either way. Could be spit, could be something else.
I was fearing for my life, dude. They fucking put the armrest up.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yep.
Pro move right there.
Yep. Yeah, no, I couldn't believe it. I was very uncomfortable. So I'm signing on for John Wick 4. I will be there opening weekend.
Absolutely. I'm a solid 1-2-3 guy. Diminishing returns. I hope we can kind of stay out of Morocco, stay out of the desert and leave.
Stay out of Morocco, John Wick.
I liked it enough, but I was kind of, I already said what I said.
I mean, yeah, I'm 1-3-2. I think
nice. Me and Chris Cabin agree.
I'm with you guys.
The one thing I really would like, if you took out the elder scene and actually, I want to see the high table.
Yeah,
like it just.
What
showed,
kind of table is it?
Yeah,
is it really that high? What because, is it made
dude,
out of?
Dude, it's a
of?
Gun table, like in Death Wish.
I guarantee you, when we get to the high table, it's getting so silly. There's gonna be a dragon.
I guarantee
there's gonna be a dragon.
There's also gonna be someone that's there that turns out to be a hologram. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. The secret people with the sunglasses and Kingsmen where you can just see them.
Dude, oh, Christ,
I would
yeah.
not be shocked if John Wick 4, it's like, yeah, I think I'll join the Kingsmen. And they just combine franchises.
And then it's like, all right, John Wick, you first have to master an English accent to join the Kingsmen. Michael Caine's just giving him shit. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, I mean, he might be able to do it if he was able to get that accent when he was born Jordy Georgianovich.
Oh, yeah.
I will say did not care Giordani. For learning his fucking Belarusian backstory. I loved Angelica Houston in the movie, but I don't need to know that he's got a different name.
She should have been the elder.
Yeah.
That makes more sense than this young guy.
Yeah, dude. It was a bad move. Switch that shit. Yep. Have that dude be choreographing the Russian ballet. Mm. Have Angelica Houston in the middle of the fucking desert.
Like his older adopted brother or something. That makes more sense.
I also loved Mark Dacascos fucking Iron Chefing all these fucking older actors, man. He fucking cuts up Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, right.
And he cuts up Angelica Houston.
Pretty badass. Yeah. Her getting stabbed through the fucking hands wasn't too bad.
She gives her stigmata.
No, and just quickly touching on Larry Fishburne, too. I thought he was great. It was awesome. Larry Fishburne getting to fucking go off the chain a little bit, which you haven't seen much.
Sure.
Last time I saw Lawrence Fishburne in a movie was Last Flag Flying, and he's playing a reserved fucking pastor Vietnam veteran, so that's not...
Yeah. He's also very good in that, though.
He's good in it, but he was having a fucking boatload of fun in this movie. And
for
you could
sure.
just kind of tell. So I'm excited for fucking Neo and Morpheus teaming up in this fourth one, dude, which I hope they do.
It's gonna happen.
I think it's already confirmed. Yeah, I think they hit the news today.
May something 2021. Yeah,
which is I saw that John Wick 4 is gonna happen right when I walked into the theater. I'm like, all right, so he lives. Great. Again, just to reiterate, I'm 1-3-2. I like 3 way more than I like 2, but still not sold on the world and probably never will be, but you know, it's fine.
That's all right, dude.
It's all about fucking seeing people shoot stuff, and I don't need to see your fucking pirate doubloons.
Love the pirate. I want them coins. I want them coins.
But you didn't, like the minting sequence where we go to the fucking factory.
Having coins and having a minting sequence are two different things.
If you have coins, you gotta have someone making coins, and that's why it falls apart.
It's because there's no coin making.
There shouldn't be, and we should move to a cashless society, because think about all the effort it takes to print even dollars. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, all those
stupid.
Can't you just Venmo me? Wouldn't you? Hey, man, I'll kill that dude. Just Venmo me, though.
Oh, like, he, like, slides across, like, this fucking, like, ancient meme or something. It's like, oh, yeah, it symbolizes my debt to you.
All those coins, without seeing how they were made, dude, they're just fucking penny sous.
Oh, well done.
True. That is WHM On Screen for John Wick 3 Parabellum. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.